It's a very interesting shaila which comes up a very lot in the summer about what material the beggar of the tzitzis should be made from. Especially we've had a very hot summer this year so far. Long time Manchester hasn't had such good weather, at least close to here for sure. And the shaila is a lot of begadim of tzitzis are made out of wool, of tzemach. And a lot of people find it more comfortable to have from cotton. Right. So we want to look into it. Is there a reason to try to use especially wool? Now before we come to this question, let's first go into the essential question of the is: do we have a chiv to wear tzitzis? Do we have to wear tzitzis, or is it just a nice thing? If you know. So we've got the Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara says a story of a Amora that was called Rav Katina, and he had a discussion with the Malach. And the Malach came to him, and the Malach says that he's got a big tain on him. That in the through the year, in the winter, in the summer, you're always wearing different types of begadim. There's one beggar in the summer that he wears a sadin, which has been more explained earlier as part of from tzitzis. And in the winter, you wear a certain type of cloak which has round corners. There's no corners there. So the Malach told him, I've got a tain on you, you're not wearing tzitzis. So Rav Katina said, on Shislo I say, do you give an inush for someone that doesn't keep to an assay? And Tosfos explains, I've had somebody that doesn't keep a mitzvah like shaking lulav or sitting in sukkah, then for sure they get an inush. What's Rav Katina's question? That means I'm not mechiv to buy tzitzis. If I've got tzitzis, I wear. If I've got a beggar of four corners and upon tzitzis, I don't have such a beggar, I don't have to wear tzitzis. So,
are you supposed to say that also had tzitzis? You should make tzitzis.
I'll come for it. If you have a beggar, which is.
Don't say that if you have a beggar. You should make tzitzis. I'll come for it. After all, get some of the beggar. Very good.
The possible tackle in something they bring down, the Sophia over there dash and says, there's tackle, there's Joshua to say, how do we know that? That's referring to a beggar if you have four corners. And a beggar without is not mechiv, so I'm not going to be mechiv. So then what did the Malach tell? The Malach said, and a chanami. But Be'idun Rischa, famous Gemara, Be'idun Rischa on Shinonadi. In the time when there's a shtickle cast from the British Lelim, then there's somebody that doesn't wear tzitzis on Shinonadi. So Rikveig on the side in Gilna Shas, he quotes a Tosfos, interesting Tosfos. It's a Tosfos in Erchin, that base on the base. There the Gemara brings down the Mishnah, Hakel Chayovim B'tzitzis. Everyone's Chayav B'tzitzis. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. And Tosfos over there explains that doesn't mean that you're mechiv to wear tzitzis, because only if you've got a beggar of four corners. And Tosfos over there carries on and says, even this Gemara which says, Be'idun Rischa on Shinalani, that means that if there's a Shas cast, then you get an einush for not doing it, for not wearing such a beggar. That's only, Tosfos says, in those days that the derech was that the normal begadim that they had was with four corners, and it was a beggar which was chayav b'tzitzis. That was the normal beggar that they used to have. So if you go and take a beggar, which is abnormal, you take a beggar with you cut corners, and you take a beggar with which is rounded off, or different type of beggar which is not chayav, then you're getting out of it. You're doing something. You go out your way to get out of the mitzvah. Then the beggar is chayav shinanali. But Tosfos over there says that nowadays that it's not the derech to have normal begadim which are four corners, or that type of material which is mechiv. Then there's no einush. As Ishtay and Tosfos on Erchin. And the Shittim Kibetis on the side, he brings down from the Rosh, that the Rosh says, even so, although there's no Einush, even Beidah Rischa, but still it's very advisable, it says it's roi for anyone that can, to do his best to wear begadim mishachayv betzitzit. And the Rosh quotes a famous Gemara that says, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu davened so much, he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. Was it the beautiful sight, the views and even from the fruit of Eretz Yisrael? You want to have a kind of mitzvahs?
Yeah.
So what do we see from there? That even though you're not mechayev, you should do your best to go to do something which is mechayev. So Tosfos says, we see from there, although maybe there's no chiyuv, and even there won't be an einush because it's not dafka, the normal beggar that we wear, but avad it's kedai to do your best to wear a beggar which is mechayev betzitzis. That's the best thing to do. So that's the shayla number one. Are we mechiyuv? So it comes out from the Gemara that be'edun rischa al shinal aliyah, although it's not mamash lechiyuv, but at a time when there's a charei daf, then something can chashom get to inush. But Tosfos says that was only referring to a time when the derech was that the normal begadim were mechayiv tzitzis, they don't get out of it. And Rabbi Kveger, it's very interesting, he quotes this tzitzis on the words of the Gemara in Menachos, which is very meduyek like this. The Gemara says that the Marach told him, tatzdika, the mitzvot nafshach tzitzis, tatzdika means do a shtick. You're doing a kunst to get out of tzitzis. It's very meduyek the way tzitzis means that. The whole thing is you're doing something to get out of it. But the onus doesn't come to anyone that doesn't put himself into the situation. But I've had it's advisable like the Rosh said. Oh, so now, from there we can move on to the next question, which begadim are chayav betzitzis, min ha-Torah, which begadim are not?
Which cloth?
Yeah, which cloth? Which material does the begad have to be made out of? We know that it has to be a begad of four corners, which means not a begad of three, by the way. A begad which has five corners, it still has to have tzitzis on four corners. That means on the four corners which are most distant apart from each other, then you have to put on those corners. If you put on all five, that's going to be Baal Tosef. You have to be careful not to put on five, but to put on four corners, and that's the amount of corners that you have to have. But the question is, what does the beggar have to be made out of in order to be chayv betzitzis min ha-Torah? So on that, there's two opinions in the Gemara, in Menachos, in two dafim earlier, daf lamed ches amud beis. So the Gemara says like this. Oh, lamed ches amud beis, sorry. The Gemara says that the shita of Rava is, Rava says that there's a steer in two psukim. There's one pasuk which says hakalof. Hakalof psul tcheles. And that is min kalof, whatever the kalof, whatever the beged with the kunda is made of, then you have to put tzitzis on it without any hagbolos, whatever it's made from. And then you've got another pasuk which says temer upishtim, which tells us that you only mechayev if it's made out of temer upishtim. So he says that avada all begadim are chayev. Min ha-Torah, all begadim, whatever material it's made from, is mechayev the tzitzis. Navas, what's special about temer upishtim? Temer upishtim has something special and they pattern everything. That's a different drasha. But Rava's opinion is, whatever the beggar is made from is mechayev betzitzis. And by the way, that's when the place can they say from the Gemara elsewhere in Menachos, that's besides if it's made out of leather. If it's made out of leather, it's not a beggar. A beggar is made out of material. Leather, you can make kelim out of it, you make shoes out of it. It's not a beggar bichlal. That's very interesting. The place can, nowadays, they're going to these shangas, polyester. What's polyester made from? You know what it's made from? It's synthetic and in plastic, and they make it into fine threads and they make it into a beggar. It's a big shaila about these types of begadim, whether those are included in the amount of begadim or not. So that's why we're talking today about woolen cotton. Those are definitely begadim. The shaila is on the mechayev min ha-Torah. So Rava's opinion is that all begadim, wherever they're made from, they are mechayev min ha-Torah. And then Rav Nachman's shita is, the Gemara carries on. The opinion of Rav Nachman is that he has a drosha of Tana the very Rabbi Shmuel. That a lot of times it says in the Torah begadim, and there's one place that the Torah says that means temer upishtim. So he makes a clear shocker that he learns out from there. Every place where it says in the Torah beged, it's only referring to a beged made out of temer or made out of pishtim. So his shita is that only a beged made out of temer or pishtim is mechayev in the Torah. A machlokes is in the Gemara. Now how to paskan in this machlokes is again the machlokes. Machlekes, the Rambam and the Rif, they go with the shita that the only begadim which are mechayev min ha-Torah is the beged of tzemer or pishtim. If it's made out of any other begadim, any other material, for example cotton, there's no chiyuv. And that's how Mechana Paskins and Simon Tess, in chayev betzitzus min ha-Torah, el beged pishtam ish al tzemer rechilim. That's another interesting fact, that what's called tzemer is dafka tzemer rechilim. And the Magen Rav says, doesn't mean dafka from rechilim, hard in the aisle, it's the same thing, from sheep. But wool, which is from it says over here, from a camel, for example, it's not called tzemer. Tzemer, when we refer to tzemer, means tzemer rechilim. Actually, I was in Heaton Park, in Pesach holidays, I saw this interesting animal there called a llama. It looks exactly like a sheep. It's got a long neck. And I saw,
what's it called?
Llama. Llama. I think it's L-A-M-A.
Two
L's, and an A and an M and A. It looks exactly like a sheep, it's got a long neck. I wasn't sure what it is, if that's called a sheep or not. Does it come from sheep? You have any idea?
I don't think so. Kashmir is also a sheep. Kashmir is also not a sheep.
Right, so it's very interesting to that. You can have a lot of animals which have a very similar type of wool. And in the world, they might call it wool. You got to know that the only thing which is called tzemer, says over here, tzemer rechinim and edim. That's what's mechavim out there. And that's the shitta of the mechavim. The Ramah carries on, and the Ramah says, v'yesh eimim tekul chayovim midereitza. V'achi helchasa. That some say, that's the opinion of the Rosh, that no, we pass back the other shitta in the Gemara. What's Rav Nachman's opinion? The shit of Rama, sorry, that all the God and whatever they made from them, Mechayim and Atar. So we've got, Machlekes, Mechab and Ramah. So normally the way we pass, we've got Machlekes, Mechab and Ramah, Mishabra goes, pass back to Ramah. So if so, coming to our question, that which God and Mechayim, the Tzitzis and Atar, so we've got the Ramah that says, whatever it's made from. So take cotton. We said before, polyester might be different, it might not be considered the beggar at all. But from cotton is Mechatril, no problem. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah. V'achi ochasa, but it says, but Yerushamayim yachmel atzmoi lochosh l'day harishayna. You should be machmir to be cheshos for the day harishayna. Now what does it mean to be machmir for the day harishayna? Everyone agrees that you mechliya that is medrabona. This whole machlekas that we have is ama mechliya min atera. But everyone agrees that the chachamim came along and said everything is mechliya. All begadim are mechliya. But tzitzis, what does it mean to be machmir? That means that the best thing to do is to be mekayim the mitzvah min ha-Torah. That's the best thing. What's pshat? Because the law of Rishonim, although it's in the Mechava, the Ramah says nisht, in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says not like that, but the law of Rishonim hold like this shit of the Mechava, that the only ones which are mechayil is either tzemer or pishtim. So the Meir says the Mishnah Berurah that Yerushalayim, the best thing to do is to use a beged of tzemer or pishtim. So the Chayra, even if it comes to the odd hot day in Manchester, then the Chayyim, we should stick to these type of begodim, we should try to use a beged which is made out of tzemer. Even if it's a bit uncomfortable, it's good. I once had somebody who once went into a leisure center and he saw people in the gym jogging and jogging for hours and then sweating. It was the first time he'd never seen a gym in his life. He says, what they're doing? They're not getting anywhere, they're running. What? So he says, no, they're trying to lose weight. For some reason, I don't know why. Trying to lose weight. And the guy said, they're crazy, they're running and they're jumping, not getting anywhere. The child is somebody that's got a few extra kilos and it means a lot to him to get rid of it. So he doesn't mind that. Enjoy it, just shit, and like, yeah, he enjoys it. So according to this shit talk upon him, that there's an extra hindu to be mekayim with tzemer. That's the way to be mekayim with the rest of that. That's kedai, even if it's a bit more difficult. But we're just on the finish off discussing the famous shita. It's not a shita on the ma'isa about the gong. It's bekant that the Vilna Gaon, that he used to wear a beged which was not made out of tzemer. His talis kotan is brought down in Ma'aser Rav. His talis kotan was not made of tzemer. And the question is, why not? In the Bi'ar Gro over here, in the Shulchan Aruch, he's not machriya to say that kul chayav midareitza. It's not really machriya in this machlikus. Why was he noyag himself? Why would the Vilna Gaon noyag to wear a beged which is not made out of tzemer, which is the best way min atero? So there's in Ma'aser Rav, they bring down on the bottom, there's a few explanations that they said already, the Friedrich of what's pshat. So there's one pshat that they bring down, that the Vilna Gaon, he used to wear a talis the whole day, his talis gadol, which was made out of tzemer. And once he had a talis gadol made out of tzemer, so he already had the deraisa the whole time. So Faket, since it says Chaviv and Dibri Sifrim, he wanted to add on the Chiv Darbonon as well. Since he already had the Deraisa the whole time, he used to wear his Tadis the whole day, he wanted to Chaprayim the Chavivos to be Mekayim the Darbonon, to also wear a Begat which is made out of something else, to be Mekayim the Darbonon. And they say, according to that, then we can't still tzu to that. We can't say that since the Gondar that we can do it, because first you have to put on the Tadis the whole day, and then you can wear the one which is not made out of Tzemer.
Where's
mommy
went
to
wore his telescope during the day?
He used to sit and
sit with his telescope. He had breakfast or his lunch, or he went to a grocery, he
also
went to
the
bathroom. Where the bathroom?
And there's another chat that they bring down from Nasir Khalil, that Faket, that he had beds of Avada, he would have worn the beggar which is made out of tzemer. Novos, his shirt that he wore was made out of Pishtan. And the Ashitas in the Rishonim, that there's an issue of kedayim not only in the same beged that's mixed of tzemer and pishtan. Now to have one beged on top of the other directly, one made out of tzemer, one made out of pishtan, then that's also a problem of kedayim. So if he would have worn a beged which is made out of tzemer, so maybe he would have gained the shita of the deraisa, that the deraisa are only mekayim with the beged of tzemer. But it's a mitzvah of avir to kedayim. How could Oh, that's a good shayla. How can you have the talis gold on top? Maybe something in between. Al Kavoni, those are the pshatim in that shita, in that baisa, in that hoga.
So why didn't he wear a talis cotton with pishtan?
Why didn't he wear? Oh, a talis cotton with pishtan, that's really another problems that the person going to. That there's an issa to wear a talis of pishtan because he can come to Kenai. That's something else. The only beged which would be the raisa without coming to any problems would be tzem. And that we have the problem. So Al Kavoni, what comes out? That the chatchil al kaponim, it's kedai, even that's how the place can come out the meisa, even if it's a little bit more comfortable, it's kedai to come to try to wear a beged of tzemret from the kind of the reisa.
Oh, yeah.